I was more of a team sport kind of person in the first place, and triathlon is very individual. And so just being able to work together with somebody was something that I personally really loved from this swim run sport.
Welcome to the Low Tide Boys, a swim run podcast. I am Chip.
And I'm Chris, and welcome to episode 33 of the show. On this week, we have Team Cali Swim Run Girls on the show. They are Carolyn Wolek and Kelsey Pearson out of Southern California, and are part of the Swim Run crew with Andy Hewitt, Sean Durkin, the Swim Run Bronx, and the rest of that crew. But more on that later in the show.
Yes, so for our Low Tide Boys training update, we actually... due to two things, a nice down sort of recovery week from Chris completing his One Punch Man challenge and Chipper just being a follower, we decided to take it easy this week. And we had some pretty severe heat as well as some thunderstorms. So we had thunder and lightning storms this whole week. So we actually didn't get out and do a swim run practice this week for the first time in a while.
Yeah, it was weird not to swim on the weekend. First time in a while. Yeah,
for the first time since the pool opened, pretty much.
Yeah.
Minus the week I was on vacation.
And I hope this isn't pissing people off who still don't have access to pools or open water. But
we're
not trying to like throw shade on anybody.
Totally. We actually had our swim on Sunday canceled due to thunderstorms. That was the highlight of the week there.
Yeah, it was actually kind of funny. The rules seemed kind of strange. It was like 30 minutes from when the last time the lifeguard saw lightning, you could swim. So our swim session was from 7 to 8, our lanes, which we love, reserve lanes. And everyone was just waiting. It's like, yeah, you have to wait until 7:16. And we're like, okay, that's not too bad. And then lightning, we just saw lightning right then. And they were like, all right, we're out. See you later.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. But so back in the pool this morning, and we're good to go. On to the shout-outs for this week.
Yeah, so this week we're shouting out our newest patron on Patreon, Carolyn. She's not new to the show. She's been a supporter since the beginning, since we launched in January, and we've been friends with her way before then. So, Carolyn, thank you for the support. It really helps us pay for hosting fees and all that stuff, so appreciate you.
Yes, thank you very much on that. Now, for the moment we've all been waiting for, cue the air horn. The Feats of Endurance Weekly Award. Now, sometimes you're running around your block 50-something times, or a 50-miler around your block. Sometimes you are doing a swim-run training in upstate New York. Or other times, you're just being consistent. Like Rob from San Anselmo, right here in Northern California. He's been just like a clock.
Yeah.
Swim, bike, run. Doesn't matter what it is, he's getting some good work in every single day of the week. So kudos to you, Rob.
Yes.
Sticker is in the mail once we find out where you live.
Yes.
Not in a weird way.
And a factoid about Rob, I believe he's one half of one of my favorite team names from Catalina.
Yes.
The Gin and Tonics.
Yeah. Okay. Nice. So enjoy. We need a photo from you drinking a gin and tonic. And there, in the background, has to be the bumper sticker on your car, and we'll share it.
But you're not driving. You're at home.
You're not driving. Yeah, yeah. You can't be
driving.
Drink
responsibly, everybody.
Yes, thank you. Well, so we have a new segment alert.
That's right. So because we didn't come up with any new shit to do for about a week and a half.
That's not true. We actually did put some new shit out there.
Oh, you're right. Oh, man.
Foreshadowing.
Yeah, so...
we didn't come up with two new things this week.
Just one. Just one. So we're starting a new segment debuting next week that we're calling This Week in Swim Run. The idea is that we'll just try to plan on updating everyone on sort of swim run events that are happening around the world and that we've heard about, and to showcase sort of cool places where swim runs are happening, and, if we can get some short course descriptions and things like that, we'll share that.
Yeah, so we just want to amplify all the different races around. You know, it's more than Otolo and races around the world, so we want to highlight those. If you did a swim run and you a race, swim run race, if you had one, shoot us an email, lowtideboys@gmail.com, and give us your kind of 2 cents, and we'll read it out here. I guess it might not happen every week if there isn't a race every week. But exactly. Whenever there's a race and we find out about it, we'll let you know about it.
Yeah, and just to put it out there, our majority of our research is going to be from people posting stuff on Instagram. So it's not very rigorous or journalistic. So if there's a race that you did that you want us to know about, let us know. We'll totally shout it out. So it's just kind of just to let people know kind of what's happening around the world, and yeah, just kind of see all the possibilities that are out there for Swim Run.
So this week on the Low Tide Boys updates, our latest column titled How to Pick an Awesome Swim Run Team Name is out, so make sure to check that out on Triathlete Magazine. Give it a thumbs up, share it on Facebook or wherever you share things, and that just helps us in the show and shows Triathlete Magazine to keep producing more Swim Run content, not just by the Low Tide Boys, but everybody else that writes Swim Run content. More is better. Tides lift all ships, things along those lines.
Yes, but also we want to keep doing these columns.
Yeah, because we're having fun with it as well.
So recently we posted our new Swim Run gear guide to basically help everyone that's looking for a place to start on all things gear. We get asked a ton of questions about mm-hmm. what socks do we use, what emergency compression bandage we have in our kit.
What suits do you recommend?
All that stuff. So we thought, put it out there, just listing out everything that we've checked out, that we've tried, that we'd recommend, and that's going to be kind of like a living document as
Correct.
We learn more about the sport, review more stuff, try more stuff. We'll just keep updating it there.
Yeah, so if somebody's like, I don't know anything about Swim Run, what gear do I need? You can send them this Swim Run gear guide that we have, and it just lists literally head to toe, mandatory equipment, solo swim run, with a couple recommendations on each. So on to our other new exciting project, that the International Swim Run Adventure Guide. We're getting new submissions every week. It's really awesome to see that. So really appreciate everybody sending those in. Keep sending those in. There's a button right there on the homepage. You click that, there's a little Google form that pops up, and you submit all your stuff.
Yeah, and as soon as we have a critical mass,
we haven't determined yet.
You'll be able to find that. You'll be able to find out in the resources tab on our website.
Yeah, so that is going to be you submitting your little swim run training loops, routes, point to points, wherever your kind of go-to swim run spot is. Send that to us with some details, and we'll publish all these. So that way, if somebody's traveling to, you know, Boston, Massachusetts, or Washington State, we know, hey, the Swim Run Labs and the Boston Wet Sox sent us some stuff. So we'll know, and people can use those as resources to get some awesome swim run adventures going.
Yeah. So our final update, I guess, is that our latest episode of Gear Talk is out, where we review the Vivo Barefoot ECS Tempest with the Swim Run Labs. So check that out and let us know what you think. And if you have any ideas that you want us to review, let us know.
Yeah. We also, Chris, dropped some first impressions of the new Arc Sports VIG swim run wetsuit that he's trying out.
Spoiler alert. I love it.
It's awesome. I'm jealous. So, about this week's show.
So I really like this show. Sorry to interrupt.
Don't.
I really like this show. I think it really, to me, it speaks to kind of part of the magic of swim run is how people come together for either a long time or a short time to partner up and do races. And in this case, it appears it might be a short time. They've only raced one official race together.
That was Otolo Catalina.
Yeah, we're talking about Carolyn and Kelsey. They're really great to talk to. And it was kind of interesting because I remember talking to Chipper immediately after the interview, how interesting it was that a lot of storylines from their Catalina experience, we heard it from different versions.
Yes.
So it kind of, I feel like we got a complete picture of Catalina, of some events that a lot of people have heard about. Like, we don't want to spoil it, but a couple times.
It'll tie up some loose ends or tie up some things in a nice bow. And if you've been listening for a long time, or at least since kind of the Catalina episodes that we were doing, you'll really enjoy their kind of race report at the tail end of this episode. So without further ado, let's get right into it with Caroline and Kelsey, the Cali Swim Run girls.
Enjoy it.
Live it. I couldn't think of anything else. Enjoy it.
Thank you.
right. With us today, we have Carolyn Wolek and Kelsey Pearson, Cali Swimmer and Girls. They're a swimmer team out of San Diego, Carlsbad area. And welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, you know, one of the questions we always like to ask people is kind of like, how did you discover swim run? But I want to take it back a little bit further and just be like, what kind of sports did you do growing up? And then how did you find swim run?
First? Okay. So this is Caroline. I grew up doing a mixture. I did martial arts for a little bit. I just played soccer, but once high school swung around, I committed to swimming year round. And so my background is in swimming. I was a distance swimmer. I swam D1 at Brown for a year, and then I stopped because I was a walk-on, and it was a lot of hours.
Yeah.
But when I stopped swimming, I started running, and I signed up for my first half, and then after my first half, I did my first marathon. And I had a friend that I swam with in high school, and she was familiar with Casco, the U.S. swim run race.
Yep.
She's like, Caroline, you'd be so good at this. You should do this sport. So when I moved to San Diego, I saw a guy wearing a California swim run shirt. And I was like, yeah. Oh my gosh, it's a thing. So I looked it up. I found the email address. I emailed him. It was Sean Durkin from California Swim Run.
Yep.
And he set me up with Andy and Sean and Phil. So those are the swim run monks.
Yep.
And the rest was history.
So I'm assuming you saw the shirt on the back. It says, you know, tell everyone you know about swim run. It's like, I'm just saying what the shirt told me to do.
Yeah, which if you're in Scotland or what is it?
Yeah, Scotland is bad.
You don't want to say that in Scotland, apparently. What is it?
That's like an S&M.
Yeah, some sexual thing. Oh, Andy told us the story.
Yeah.
Ask Andy about
it. That was intentional on their behalf.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Jeez. Awesome.
All right, Kelsey, you're up.
So I grew up in California, and so swimming was like a thing I think that everybody just did when they were young. I didn't start swimming until freshman year of high school. Swam all throughout high school, played water polo all throughout high school. And then after high school, I stopped, picked up running. Started to do a lot of half marathons, just a couple marathons. Then got into triathlon. So started doing the swim, bike, run thing. And did that for a few years. Then through my coach, he was the original introduced me to Andy and Sean Durkin, and we did a few of their California swim run races here in San Diego. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of how I got into swim run. So it was just totally pretty random.
Yeah.
But
interesting. We also did that race a couple of years ago, and that was our intro first, into it as well.
Yeah, there's first race.
My only race I've started like at 4 in the afternoon, usually when I'm finishing.
Like, it was like at 3:37. All right, everybody, let's go.
The boats are out of the
way.
Hop in.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
And then, so when did your two worlds sort of collide? Did you know each other through swimming or tell us how the Cali Swim Run Girls came about?
You want me to?
Yeah, tell them.
Well, this sounds like it's going to be a good story.
Like, oh, geez.
It's a great story. So when we first met, it was through Sean of the Swim Run Monks. And he like just coordinated. I think Kelsey and Mike is our coach now, Mike Lyle. He was doing a swim run at a beach here in Encinitas. And we joined them. And I just remember Kelsey was all suited up in a wetsuit and she looked so fit. And I was like, dang, like this girl's fit. I'm going to have to really show up today. And she's a much faster runner than me. So I tried so hard to keep up on the running. And then she just kind of totally blew me away, like left us all in the dust. And then when we went in for the first swim and I was like, all right, I swam D1. I'm going to catch them. It's going to be fine. Did not happen. I felt so far behind. It was so humbling. And after the swim, I was like, I'm done. I just, we, the three
quit.
Of us just left.
Quit.
Just quitting the sport altogether.
No.
So it was like kind of like a rivalry at first. And then we did a training thing in Catalina a few weeks later. and we were forced to share a bedroom together. So there's two twin beds in the same bedroom.
Uh-huh.
And we did not, we barely spoke a word to each other. But the first night there, my alarm went off. And I tried to shut it off really gracefully. And instead, I fell out of the bed and hit my head on the table. And she started laughing like crazy.
It was like 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
And we just both started
erupting.
Yeah, laughing. And that was the beginning of our...
It just...
You were gonna be friends and
that like
enemies.
Broke the tension of...
Exactly.
Yeah. So it sounds like it just had all it took was a concussion.
Yeah, a CTE experience. And I actually thought that was going to go a different direction the way you two were looking at you. I thought it was involving a fart. But So you guys hit it off, and this is when it sounds like, what year is this kind of happening in? Is this when Andy's working with Otolo a little bit about, hey, I found this Catalina Island. I think we can do a really good race here. And it's one of these trial things, or was it kind of the one of the little camps that you did?
Oh, no, it was one of his trial things. It was about a year ago.
About a year ago.
Nice. So you haven't been racing together for too long. What races have you done?
Just Catalina.
Just Catalina.
Yeah.
Well, what a race to do if you're going to do one.
Hey, did you see any buffalo when you were there?
No.
I don't think
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
No, if we did, we must have missed it. Cause...
No, they weren't there. I was looking.
Yeah,
so
we were looking.
If you didn't see them, we didn't see them.
Yeah. You excel. It sounds like you both are pretty heavy swimmers. You have a lot of yards on the shoulders there.
Caroline does more.
I have big shoulders.
Yeah, more.
So are we...
She's very, very strong. Very strong, strong
I think
swimmer.
You're a strong swimmer, too. But, like, I feel like... I mean, she's... My running doesn't even come close to hers, but
yes, it does.
We each have a strong suit, and I would say mine is probably the swimming.
Yeah.
So are you like leading out all the swims? Do you guys rotate in the water, or is it?
Yeah, but I made that mistake in Catalina, and I should have let Kelsey lead a bunch more swims because she is very impressive in the waters.
Well,
that was my bee.
We learned a lot.
We learned a lot
in Catalina, but she led all the swims. Yes, in Catalina.
That's what I wish Chipper would do, but he won't.
What?
Yeah, I just want to hang back.
You're really bringing this up right now? We're fighting right now?
I just want to kick back, dude.
Do you still consider yourself a triathlete, or are you doing triathlons as well? And where does sort of swim run fit into both of your sort of endurance athletic resume or career?
So for me, when I started triathlon, I wanted to become a pro. And so I took it very seriously for a few years, and then realized that it just was a lot of time for just maybe a little reward as far as racing pro. And so I backed off a bit. Then I always loved swimming and running the most. The bike took up a lot of time because you're spending most of your hours on the bike. So I loved swimming and running. So when I found this sport, I was like, this is my jam. When I started doing it, it was adventure racing pretty much. I mean,
yeah,
that's
exactly.
How it felt. It was like, and I was more of a team sport kind of person in the first place, and triathlon is very individual, and so just being able to work together with somebody was something that I personally really loved from this swim run sport.
Yeah, and you don't have to travel with a bike anymore, which is
That is
just nice,
so convenient. Yeah,
that's one of the ways I try to pitch the sport to people. It's like, oh, you're a triathlete, imagine going to a race without having to worry about your bike.
Seems like a dream. And Carolyn, there. What do you, where does it fit into your endurance CV?
I never did triathlon. I hate cycling. It's a burning passion. Sorry to
burning passion.
Wow.
Don't even get me started. I don't want to offend anyone, so I'm not going to talk about it anymore. I love swimming and running. It was my main focus. I've only lived in San Diego, not even 2 years now. So it was my main focus while I was living here. But I'm going to probably take a few months off. And then once the races start happening again, get back to training for it. Maybe we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
but yeah.
Right. And my understanding, you guys aren't going to be close, right? Because Kelsey, are you moving somewhere else?
No, Caroline.
Oh, okay. And are you guys going to remain swimrun partners? Long distance swimrun partners?
There's a lot to be determined.
For the most part, like, I mean, I would love to. She's going to med school, so that's going to be a lot of time for her to try and, you know, train and travel while starting and going to med school. I wouldn't, obviously, we wanted to do the Odyssey Michigan swim run at the end of August, and we had all plans to go, and we had plans to go to Sweden for the World Championships, and we were just trying to do something, like a last race together, or like we've only done one race together. So like it would be amazing to be able to do like one final race before she has to start med school. But unfortunately, it's just, you know, it's not going to work out
that way.
So we'll see what happens. Caroline's going to take some time off. Mm-hmm. And hopefully, you know, next year, maybe during summer, we'll have a chance to race again.
Yeah.
But my husband's a swimmer and a runner too, so maybe him and I can try and
If you need advice,
be a mixed team together. We'll see.
If you want marital advice about that, we can connect you with the Boston Red Sox. They're I don't know if you know those two.
They're fabulous.
They're awesome. So
couple of studs out there.
Yeah,
those two.
Oh yeah.
So Andy Hewitt, who we've all mentioned a couple times here, that we've been calling him the godfather of swim run.
He is the godfather.
Not just because he's our first patron, but he sent us an email randomly at, you know, some odd hour, which I noticed is kind of a trend, about inviting us to some person that we didn't know's 50th or 60th birthday swim run party with a hand-drawn map on a Google Maps printed out thing with, like, you know, a 0.05 millimeter pen drawing R1, R2, S1.
Yeah.
And he sent us that email and he's like, hey, you guys want to come down for this? And this is like middle of, hey, we can barely go to Trader Joe's to get some muffins. Right. And he's like, oh, just come down for the swim run. And from my understanding, Kelsey, you participated and said birthday swim run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Caroline did too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
well, that was your swan song.
Well, can we get a little race report, like unofficial swimmer and adventure race report on this thing?
Oh yeah, for sure. I'll start and then you could chip in or whatever. But it started at La Jolla Cove, and there was about 14 of us, 12 of us.
Pretty solid group.
Yeah.
That's
good,
nice.
Good group. We had one person actually come down from like San Francisco area and join us.
Who is this person?
Started at La Jolla Cove, and we started with a swim. So we swam from La Jolla Cove across to the pier, around the pier, which is about a mile and a half swim.
Wow.
I would say it's like 2 miles. Took us 43 minutes.
Some people drifted.
Depending on your line.
Exactly.
Now, did you have the current with you, or was the...
It was against us.
It was against
that
you.
One.
Ouch. Yeah.
And what time did all these festivities kick off?
Around 7.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, so I'm sure knowing Andy, it started at like 7:17 or something.
Yeah,
kind of.
Yeah, exactly. It was like 7:15.
Yeah.
And then from there we headed north and just, ran on the beach the whole way and got in not random, but on the map, it showed us, you know, where we were going to get in and swim. And it was an epic day. It was beautiful. It was warm. The water was warm.
I did the whole thing in a bikini. That's how warm it was.
Yeah.
Wow. It's like OG triathlon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just like a bikini and a pool buoy.
Wetsuits.
We had our paddles and we had Mike Lyle's wife, Jenny. She was supporting us with nutrition and food
Awesome.
and electrolytes, and She made like these little rice balls with peanut butter and jelly in the middle and coconut chocolate in the middle. And then later on, she had Coca-Cola and cookies when we were like towards the end.
I mean,
it was full out.
We're definitely for whenever this guy's next birthday is, I guess around this time last
year.
Next year, let's go.
3 weeks ago next year.
Yeah.
And so how many, what was the stats on that one for from total distance as well as the swim and the run, if you happen to know off the top of your head?
It was 27 miles total. It was 6 miles of swimming and 21 miles of
It's a
running.
Big day.
Yeah.
But it was all beach running, all flat. There was like maybe two or three hills where we'd have to get into a campground or something. But
Like beach as in on the sand or more like the boardwalk kind of thing?
On the sand. But the sand is flat and like it's pretty compact. So it's not.
Wasn't like destroying your calves.
No.
Oh, that's man. Good. Where every step you're sinking in. That's the worst.
No, it wasn't like that.
Okay. It was actually, it was kind of nice because it was a flatter day. There wasn't a lot of surf, but there's still like surfers you had to dodge on their longboards and stuff. And the water was super clear, so it's kind of like swimming somewhere tropical with the warm water. You could see the fish.
Yeah, it was super
cool.
It was
so nice.
And then very similar to the water at Catalina, I noticed in comparison to where we're swimming in an aquatic park in Ghirardelli Square. It's a little murky. To be generous.
Here it goes in and out. It can be murky, but it also can be super clear. It's not like Catalina where it's pristine year-round.
Yeah, I felt like we like snuck into a big aquarium or something.
Yeah.
It was like swimming around with all the fishies and everything going around. So 14 people attending that. And you, where did you kind of arrive? Is this a local kind of Andy Hewitt, California swim run type of group? Or is this just, are these people regularly training every weekend? What's the swim run community like down there in San Diego area?
Yeah, we're very close with the swim run community because it's not too big out here, which is like, I mean, it's kind of surprising, but a lot of triathletes are here. Surprisingly, there's very small swim runners. So it's cool that we do kind of have a small community, and most of the people that joined us that day were all, you know, swim runners, like the swim run monks, they were there. And then of course, Andy and his partner, Mel, they were there. And, Mike Lyle, he's
David Lipke.
David Lipke, he was at Catalina too.
Yeah.
So yeah, we had a good group of swim runners, and
we all find each other here.
Yeah.
So you're just out doing a swim run practice, or somebody runs into Andy and then he emails like four people. Is that what happens usually?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. It's funny because up here it's the same story. There aren't too many swim runners, and
you're talking to them both.
Yeah.
That's not true. We do have. About 10.
Yeah, that we know about.
We don't know the San Francisco person that drove down, though.
But, yeah, we don't know that person. And apparently there was, like, there was some team that was training in an aquatic park. And I got, like, four texts from different people being like, hey, do you know these two people? They're, like, running in wetsuits. And I was like, what am I? You know, how I don't know them. I would like to know who they are. But, yeah, I don't know who they are. So it's funny that I think the community up here is growing, too. But it's just such a new sport, I think.
Well, what's also funny about down here is there are triathletes that know about swim running. Like they know what it is. They know the sport, but they're so, I think, just focused on triathlon. Yeah. They don't really give swim run a shot. You know, they don't know what they're missing.
Okay. That I was kind of leading into that. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, our favorite triathlete
magazine.
No.
Oh.
Amber.
Yes.
From Team Better Tether Together.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like her approach is so anti sort of Ironman training, where she's not spending 20 hours a week on the bike and she's just trying to have fun. And I think for her, doing swim run this year, I mean, she's trying to qualify for Worlds and everything, but it was almost like, just like a break, something to test fitness, but not, you know.
A lot of the... the community down there, the swim runners, are they quote unquote identifying as, yes, I'm a swim runner, or they're like, oh, I do triathlons too, and they're more of a just a generalized endurance, or how are they so committed to swim run that's what they are?
I think we're committed to swim run.
Yeah, I think all the swim runners are pretty swim committed runners. To being a swim runner.
Yeah.
And then the triathletes that, you know, there's a pretty healthy, same in the Bay Area, there's a pretty healthy contingency. When you're running with the pool buoy or running in your bikini with the pool buoy and paddles on, are they curious about what's going on since it does have so much familiarity with triathlon, or are they just, like you said, they're just, hey, I'm going to jump on the trainer for a couple hours here and just grind out another trainer session?
It's 50-50.
Yeah.
Because it's cool. Sometimes we'll be running and people will actually recognize the sport and they'll be like, oh, swim run. And we're like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes they'll be like, do you swim in your shoes? And I'm like, mm-hmm.
Yeah. A lot of people. I mean, we get some funny looks when we do training.
Yeah, for sure.
On the roads out here. You know, people definitely are like, what are those people doing?
Yeah.
I actually think there's three types of reactions when they see swim runners. As a first instance, I think the first one is like, oh, these people are just crazy. Yeah. I think the second is, oh, they're like Navy SEALs or something. Like,
oh, there's
super
some
athletes.
Militant aspect.
Yeah,
to
like
it.
Some, yeah. You know, super people or whatever. And then third, it's just like intense curiosity to the point where they might stop you and be like, what are you doing?
Yeah, like,
what are you wearing? Why do you have your wetsuit on backwards? Like, what's going on?
Yeah,
that's real.
Yeah,
we do. We've been actually stopped in the water, and other swimmers are like, "You have your what's with all the gear?"
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Well, I'm just trying to swim right now, but maybe we could talk. Maybe we could talk later."
It's like, let me just give you my card.
Yeah,
but it is true. Like, I'm not kidding you. Sometimes we'll be getting out of the water with all of our gear, and somebody on the beach or whatever looks at us, and they're like, "What are you? What is all that stuff? What do you have?" Yep. And we're like, We're trying to go. We can't talk. Training.
We're getting stuff like that too. So
I'm telling you, I think it's a universal thing. First impression of swim runners. I mean, I'm sure that's not just three. I'm sure there's more.
There could be. Maybe there's five.
Yeah.
I don't know the other two though. So your first race as a team is Catalina Otolo's first journey into the United States, and. Yeah. I would say that's a pretty impressive race to take on and tackle. What was your team's approach to that race? And it sounds like you had a little bit of, I don't want to say insider knowledge, but you had trained on the course at least once or twice, I would guess. So you had at least, you knew what was coming a little bit. Yeah. But we'd love to hear kind of your approach and how the race unfolded for you too.
What? Fine, I'll go first. Course changed a bunch. So we did several different courses. But we didn't know it was going to be hilly and that the swims would be spectacular and that it was a swimmer friendly course, but also a trail runner friendly course with all the elevation.
Yeah.
For me as a swimmer, the hills were so brutal for me.
So from the start of the race on.
first half of the race.
First hill, yeah. We were going up on the first hill, and I was like, Kelsey, wait. Yeah. Snitch, wait. Her nickname's Snitch.
She's all, stop. Snitch, stop.
Like, I can't do it.
Wait, hold on. Your nickname's Snitch?
Yeah.
You know the snitches get stitches, right?
Yeah.
You know about that? Okay, just making sure.
Maybe she got. Yeah. Maybe that's why she has a bunch of stitches. So there's a reverse nickname.
Oh, God.
There you go.
Yeah, we, on the start of that race, we're kind of lined up. We were just kind of back of the pack.
Yeah, we were kind of in the middle somewhere.
I'm like,
oh,
it's cold. I'm putting on my arm warmers, and I'm like zipping all the way up.
Oh, yeah. And then I'm like, oh, look, looks like all like the fast people are cabbed down to start. And it's like, we should probably do that. Boom!
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, holy shit.
I missed the countdown on that giant cannon. I think Mats and Michael were so excited to shoot it off that they like forgot about that part.
I mean, that cannon
something.
Scared the shit out of me.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if they were talking in Swedish and I was just like blocking it out or something, but I was just like, what?
And then, and like we've mentioned many times, you know, that first, there should be a gondola taking you up to the top of that hill. I mean, it's a steep 47% or something.
It was a knee scraper.
I thought it was inverted at one point, but I couldn't verify in Strava.
Like, for sure, walking upside down.
Yeah.
So Kelsey was you were motivating, or Stitch was motivating up the hill, and you didn't let her go. You said, "I see the water right there. If we could just make it there, I know we'll set her free, and she'll take off."
Let me continue. That's what I was thinking too. But right before the first swim, as I was putting on my goggles, they just snapped apart. So we thought we were going to do the whole race without goggles.
Yeah. Or at least one pair of goggles.
Yeah,
so
one pair of goggles.
Caroline was leading the swim. And when we got out of the first swim on the course, her goggles snapped.
It was before the first swim.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was. It was right before the first swim. Her goggles snapped in half, and there was, like, she kind of, like, jimmy-rigged it to get it back together, and it worked for the first swim, and then we got out, and she was like, "These are completely snapped in half." And I was like, okay, let's keep running, and
problem solve, you know?
We'll think about what we can do. So I was like, well, if you're going to lead the swims, you take my goggles.
Again, best
that
partner.
Is the true Smart. Spirit of swim run.
That's it. You harnessed it.
Now you have to do all the work because you're the only one with the goggles, so I can just chill in the back on the tether.
Just so chill. I was like, I'll, you know, be tethered behind you, and I'll just kind of lift my head up and try and swim as best as I can behind you. But, you know, I'll give you my goggles, and we'll see what else we can do. So we got into the second swim, which is like across the little bay. Like a small little short swim, and I was terrible. It was it felt hard. It was like weird not swimming with goggles.
Yeah.
And we both wear contacts, so that was interesting.
Oh.
So after that swim, you know, we had that
miles to think about how crappy it was gonna be for the rest of the race.
Yeah. So during that climb, we were with that better tethered team, Amber and her partner.
Better tethered together.
Yeah. And we were with them. And I was just asking anybody, like, do you have an extra pair of goggles that, you know, anything that could, you know, be useful for us? And anybody that we passed, nobody had an extra pair. So we were kind of just gonna go with
probably because you were passing them too. You're like, oh fuck, these girls, they're like asking for shit. They're whipping us on this hill.
Why we kick rocks in your face when we're passing you? Do you have any extra goggles?
Can we get some goggles, please? So we were just kind of gonna go and you know, one person was gonna have goggles and the other person wasn't. So during that whole climb up the mountain and then coming down that mountain, there was that swim. What was it?
Parsons Landing. The hardest swim of the day.
The crazy, you know, choppy swim. So we get down to the aid station and we're like about to get into the water. And all of a sudden my husband, he did the race as well. He comes running down the mountain and he was with a male partner at the time. And I was like, Chris, we need goggles. Like, we only have one pair. And he was like, really? And he's like, here, take my goggles. So he gave us his goggles.
His exact words were like, you guys have been training for this so much harder and longer than I have. Just take my goggles.
Yeah.
We're like, oh my God, bless you.
Savior. So,
husband of the year.
Yeah. So, honestly, he gave us his goggles and we went into that swim. And
then you lost the goggles because it was so the waves just knocked them off of you.
Would have been tragic.
Oh, that would have been really bad.
That would have been terrible.
That would have been a sacred sign that it was not meant to be.
That's probably a good point. So you had functioning goggles for the rest of the rest of it. Okay.
And did your husband Chris raced without goggles, or did he get some hookup somewhere?
So funny story. So his partner ended up giving him his goggles because he was leading the swim. So Chris took his partner's goggles, did that Parsons Landing swim. And then, you know, we ran through the YMCA camp, whatever it was. And somebody at the camp had goggles and gave them their goggles. In the camp, gave them their goggles. So They got goggles.
You know, you're not the only team to have a goggle
issue.
That's
the second goggle story, yeah.
That we've heard at that same, around the same swim.
Yep. Yeah, the Swim Run Labs, they were a goggle down. And Annie's husband, Brent, who was doing his first swim run, incidentally.
Oh, Chris and Brent.
Yeah. Chris was partners with Brent.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's one story.
Yes.
We just connected
we just
all this.
We just tied these dots together.
And you know what's funny? I was like e-stalking you guys to get some intel for the show because I'm trying to be like a journalist about this shit. And I saw a picture of you two with this guy. I'm like, that guy looks really familiar. Like, he looks so familiar.
He's a
tall,
giant person, right?
Super tall dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not a giant. I mean, he's
above average.
Guy, yeah.
Yeah. But, but yeah, so that's so funny.
I can't
because he looks familiar, but I just couldn't, like, I don't know.
It's like hilarious. Small community.
I love it.
Kind of funny how that happened. Yeah. But yeah, it was Brent and Chris, my husband. Yeah. They were partners, and so random. They came that hill like right at the right time because I was like, I know if I see Chris, he will give me his goggles. Like, I am his wife. I know he will.
Yeah. He loves you.
He better.
He pities me.
Yeah, he better. Yeah. If he doesn't, he's staying at Two Harbors for a couple of nights.
You see that campground you ran through? You'll be staying there tonight if you don't give me those goggles.
They're not coming back with a boat. Yeah.
Awesome. So it sounded like you had a little adversity the first few legs, but if you're hanging with Amber and Aaron of Better Tethered together, you're sniffing the front of the pack. So once you got your goggle situation sorted out, tell me about a little bit about how your mindset changed, and then when you received the magic goggles.
Yeah, were you just running like 4 minute miles? You're just so like, stoked.
Let's go. Let's open the governor. Let's go.
So when we first lost the goggles, we were a little deflated because we were like, okay, you know, we may, you know, we'll just see what happens. We were definitely bummed.
Well, the race has just started. I mean,
so you have 5 miles of swimming.
Yeah,
left.
I mean, you have like, you know, 4 hours more of this, you know, five hours more of this.
So it was either going to turn into a really long day or we were going to finish.
We refused to DNF.
We were going to finish. It may have been a really long day. So yeah, we got the goggles and I think we were just stoked. We were like, okay, like let's do this. Yeah. I mean, every part after that was, it was good.
She's being kind to me.
I mean, the swimming, Caroline led every swim, and that was something that I think we learned was not a good idea for one person to lead all of that swimming the whole time.
Yeah.
We just had never raced together, so we were kind of just, it was learning. It was a lot of learning for both of us.
I think we also, so as our first race together, it was definitely a huge learning experience for both of us. I think we both could have done better with nutrition.
Yeah, that was a big factor.
It's a fickle beast to tame in swim run because there's only one
can't
leg
carry that much on board.
So, other than just trying to guzzle like you're at a water trough at every aid station.
Did you guys have a shared kind of nutrition plan, or was it like or did you have a plan?
Unfortunately, we had no nutrition plan really. Which sounds it sounds terrible.
They did have on course energy stations.
Yeah.
Well, I think we were relying on the aid stations, and
it just didn't have what we expected.
Yeah. So we were bonking for sure. Yeah.
I had electrolyte problems.
She was cramping bad.
Yeah.
Then it started to get a little bit cold for me, at least throughout the end of the race. Started to get colder, which threw me off a little bit, but I think we bonked pretty hard at the end with the nutrition. That was a big lesson, but we kept pushing as hard as we physically could at the time. I know
we held on to second until the very last.
We did. A crazy story. We were second place female for all of pretty much all of the race until the very very last swim, Helen and
Isabella.
They're amazing girls.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh no,
yeah.
we interviewed them. We interviewed them for their race report
after the race,
and they told us how they passed you at the last swim.
They totally crushed us at
that last swim,
and I mean they're incredibly strong athletes.
They're studs,
physically, mentally, like just crazy, but. Yeah.
Not crazy in a good way.
Oh, no, for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was what happened. And
we learned a lot that day.
Yeah.
We learned a lot.
Yeah. So I guess if you would have had the nutrition doubt, I mean, of course, you can Monday morning quarterback this thing.
Right. I mean,
you
that's
know, forever.
Easy to do.
But yeah, I mean, it sounds like the classic swim run story. There's some adversity. Yeah. You have to problem solve. You have to work together. You have to take care of each other. Awesome. You have this adventure.
Find spare goggles.
Yep.
You know, all this stuff.
Yeah.
Happens to everybody.
I mean, honestly, yeah. I mean, we kind of, you had an amazing race, right? But everyone's having that experience in their way. And I think that's one of the things that makes the sport so interesting because, you know, it's a big equalizer when you're covering that type of distance and that type of terrain. It's just interesting. Because we were having, I mean, we didn't have any goggle issues, but yeah, we were having all the same problems, getting cold, you know, running, trying to run really fast to warm up for the next swim, like all that shit. And you know, we finished like 3 hours after you guys. So, you know.
Yeah, they ran out of burgers almost.
No.
Did they
really?
No. Oh, well,
I'm so sad.
No, we were doing veggie burger.
I had double veggie burger, so.
Oh.
Yeah, which is, you know, my thing anyway. So, So I'm getting the sense from both of you that you felt like the Cali Swim Run girls, you didn't put your A game forward, and you kind of wanted a second stab at that. So you're real hungry after Catalina. Unfortunately, the world totally changed after that with COVID. But what were your plans as the Cali Swim Run girls for 2020?
We wanted to podium in Sweden.
Yeah, we were training pretty hard after. I mean, we took some time off after Catalina, but we were ready. We were going full force for Sweden.
Yeah,
training.
So you guys had your slot, and then it was more about like you weren't going to do any other races. You were just going to train and get ready for the World Championship.
We talked about doing Casco Bay before because it would have been like a good, you know, pre-race.
Tune up, yeah,
sure. Practice. Actually, very similar in style from what I've heard.
Yeah.
Yeah, like get any, you know.
Just a tune-up.
Yeah, tune-up. That was kind of what we wanted to do and plan to go to Sweden. And where all of our training was focused to go to Sweden.
Yeah.
And
I've never run that much in my life.
Yeah, we were
44K or whatever.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's 44 miles. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's like nine. I'm not going to speak anymore.
Don't do it. I'm
not going to try to do that math in my head quick like I'm slick. Man, that must have been, I mean, you know. Obviously, the coronavirus, COVID-19 stuff sucks. But
yeah, it's a little bit of a bummer, but, you know, training is good, right? You guys feel like you're got some arrows in your quiver that if you get an opportunity to go out there again, you can just fall back on?
Well, we don't really know because she's going to medical school, so we don't know if we would actually get another shot to go again next year or, you know, maybe in 4 years.
If it does happen next year, I do have the 12 weeks off before.
Yeah.
Ooh. So, well, there you go.
That could be.
Well, and I would say as someone who hasn't gone to med school, the first 2 years are the real tough ones. And then once you're doing the wards, you know, you might get a couple easy rotations.
Yeah.
Then you're good.
Thanks, doctor.
We will see. I need to feel that out because, yeah. Education's changing a lot too because of COVID.
Nice.
But I think that was the beautiful thing about Mike's birthday swim run is it kind of gave us something to do.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a impromptu race almost.
Well, it almost kind of brings you back to the roots of it. I think one of the things we really like about the sport is the adventure piece of it.
Yeah,
and that doesn't, you don't need to have a race bib to experience that. I think almost especially with swim run, unlike triathlon where you could swim, bike, and run in a day or whatever, doesn't have the same juice as I'm going to go on a 3-hour swim run adventure and we'll see what happens.
Yeah. It was cool. It was like a destination
point to point.
Course. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause we started La Jolla, ended in Carlsbad. Yeah.
Okay. And then is your, most of your swim run sort of training happening in La Jolla, or where does that end up for both of you now? Like if you're going to go do a swim run practice, whereabouts are you going to go in that area?
Like halfway between the two, it's Encinitas or it's in Carlsbad. When I was swimming and running more with the Swim Run Monks and Andy, mm-hmm. it was more in La Jolla and down south, but it's kind of like there's a north training area and then a south okay. training area.
So you have two little training grounds, which yeah. You should send us those two training grounds because we're making a repository of all this stuff.
Yeah.
What is it called again? The International
Swim Run Adventure Guide.
Oh.
So
yeah.
Wherever you go, if you find the place that you want to swim run or you want to try it out, like
right.
I was on vacation in Lake Tahoe last weekend and I'm like, now I know a little area
like,
that I
yeah,
can,
like Rubicon like, Trail. Yeah, you can jump into the Emerald. Oh, anyway, I'm just
well, there is Emerald
up.
Bay.
There
yeah.
is Emerald Bay.
Anyway.
Yeah, so our thought for that is to kind of just have this all live on the website. So if someone's traveling or, you know, as swim runners are expanding, they'll have places to go train and check out.
Yeah, that'd be cool. It's like little routes.
Exactly.
Yep, with all the Strava stuff and all that good stuff.
That would be great. That would make traveling very awesome, you know?
Yeah.
I hope international travel becomes a thing again because
Well, you know, that's sort of on us as Americans.
Not on me. I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to get political. It's not my fault.
He's got his mask on right now. He has two masks on, actually. We really appreciate and love to hear your two journey about the Cali Swim Run Girls, how you came to be smashing heads on tables in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Like something out of a WWE match.
I love it.
Sounds like. And after that, it was a hit. You had a, I'm sure to you two, what you would call a not an A performance, but you got third at Catalina in your very first race, which is a ultra impressive result. And it sounds like the Cali Swimming Girls, there is a possibility, like in Dumber Dumber, so there is a chance that you two will race again. If people want to find out more about the Cali Swimming Girls or you two individually, whereabouts would they go to follow your journey?
Our very inactive Instagram account, Cali Swim Run Girls.
Okay. Well, now you're going to at least have one post when this episode comes out. You can tell
them. Yeah. You'll have to be active, you know, in a couple
weeks.
You'll
have to be at least active, in a couple weeks.
Yeah. Just we'll tell you what Thursday you need to be active.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, we really appreciate it. And thanks for taking the time to chat with us. And enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you for listening to the Low Tide Boys, a swim run podcast. Make sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast and leave a review on iTunes if you're so inclined.
You can also sign up for our newsletter at lowtideboys.com. That's boys with a Z. And check out our meme page at The Low Tide Boys on Instagram. If you have any questions or suggestions for the show, drop us an email at lowtideboys@gmail.com.
We'd like to thank Writing Easy Records for our show music and, of course, our wives for their support and tolerance of our swim run activities, hobbies, and other bullshit we do.
Finally, you can support our efforts on Patreon. Until next time, get out there and go for a swim.
And then a run.
And then another swim.
Then another run.
And then another swim.
And then run to the finish line. And just keep going until you're done.
Yes.
Or until cross the finish line.
Or run to the car.
Or run to your car.
Somewhere. Just keep running. Peace.